We're speaking with Marvin Berkowitz, who's the president of FAD, Fathers Against Distracted Driving. He lives in Portage. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Just exactly how bad is the problem of distracted driving, particularly with teenagers?
Well, I'm going to give you some very specific information from the current Michigan State Police report, but overall, distracted driving nationwide is responsible for approximately 40% of crashes, fatalities, and injuries, with 30% in speeding and 30% in driving under the influence. It kind of breaks out that way. But the new information, or the current information from teens, the crash rate for teen drivers is four times that for adults. They're 6.8% of the driver population, but they're involved in 21% of the serious crashes. But now, with more freedom for the summer, they drive and gather more often. So they're more likely to engage in high-risk activities like speeding or drinking and drug use. So some of the data on yesterday's report from the state police was in 2016, speeding was a factor in nearly one out of three fatal crashes involving teen drivers. One out of three teens who text, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, they have done so while driving. And texting, according to the police, is probably right now the single biggest issue that they're facing in terms of crashes and deaths. If you text four words driving at 55 miles an hour, you've had your eye off the road, the equivalent of a football field. Limited passengers, the risk of a fatal crash rises in direct relation to the number of teens in a car. And 15 to 18-year-old drivers are involved in fatal crashes have been drinking. And the last point on that report is that teens have the lowest rate of safety belt use of any age group. 58% of crash fatalities when they weren't buckled up. So the situation with teens is quite serious. And at FAD, we spend a very significant amount of time interacting with teens in the greater Kalamazoo area high schools, as well as with the principals and selected individual teachers.
I believe that is called Operation Teen Driver. Talk about that a little bit. How do you, with some virtual safe summer driving sessions, what does that involve, and how do you encourage teens in particular not to be distracted while they're driving?
Well, we're fighting an uphill battle because, Andy, what has happened over the last several years is that it's become almost the new normal to use your phone while you're driving. We have, all kinds of incentives to do that are provided by the vehicle manufacturers, by the manufacturers of the smartphones, and so there is a great impetus to do this. It's kind of the end thing. So how do you stop doing that? Well, we're hopeful that if we get the current information to the teen, and we have the opportunity for an open discussion with small groups. So what we like to do is get groups of 20, 25, 30 teens a class, give them some basic information, and then have an interactive session and to hear what's on their mind. And then also to hear, and in many instances, we certainly will have a teacher there and sometimes the principal of the school. With Operation Teen Driver, what we started last year was to get what we're looking to do is to get a minimum of one teen per high school. to join Operation Teen Driver and to take the responsibility of doing peer-to-peer contact and getting 25 of their peers to literally sign a no-texting pledge. And we were successful in doing that in a number of instances. And towards the end of the last academic year, we had one at Loy Norix and one in Comstock. And then we were able to get coverage of that by WWMT. And so, you know, the team was on TV and they got a little notoriety. And they, you know, were mentioned in some articles that were put together by the Kalamazoo School District. So we're going to continue that. What makes it difficult, of course, is that we don't know what's going to happen in terms of teen attendance in high school this coming school year. And so what we started is kind of a virtual webinar. And we've made it available now to the three high schools in Kalamazoo, you know, through their principals, which we, you know, are in contact with. We've put together a PowerPoint presentation, which is only 5 or 6 slides, but which essentially addresses the major questions relative to distractions and trying to get the teens involved in the discussion of each of those items through these, you know, virtual sessions or virtual webinars. So we're just kind of at the beginning right now. Although the interest is there on the part of the schools, they don't know exactly what's coming off either, because the ground rules continue to change over time depending upon what the viral situation is in Michigan. So it's right now it's hard to plan.
Assuming things work out, would this be expanded beyond the high schools just in Kalamazoo?
Yes. Well, all of the high schools in Kalamazoo County are made aware of this offer, and we work through KRESA and have their support. And we also work, KRESA has a course that they give at KVCC for high school students that are interested in a career in police. And so we've been invited there a couple of times to interact with those groups. But we also spend a very significant amount of time with drivers of all age groups, from teens through seniors. We go to senior centers. We've interacted with them. We have very often been invited by, you know, by Rotary and Kiwanis, you know, and similar groups, as well as organized senior groups in the Kalamazoo Senior Center, the Portage Senior Center, the Portage Library. So we're not restricting ourselves to any one group. Any group of drivers would be absolutely ideal to have this interaction with.
Do you find that the people you speak with, the teens in particular, are they receptive to the message of, you know, not driving while texting or otherwise distracted?
Well, the adult groups, without exception, are very receptive. And, of course, and like, for example, senior drivers are extremely interested because they want to maintain their independence. But they also recognize that, you know, age has a certain difficulties associated with driving with it. So they pay particular attention, and they're always looking for ways to help their ability as drivers. So we have, for example, on our website, and we also have a YouTube channel for FAD. We have a thing called Senior Stretches, and it's it goes through a 15-minute deal where you literally don't you do it before you get out of bed every morning. And what it does is it works on your muscles, on your joints, on your core. And if you have a strong core will lead to a strong mind, and a strong mind will enable you to maintain your driving skills.
Could you talk a little bit about what the genesis of your organization was, FAD, Fathers Against Distracted Driving? How did it get started back in 2013, I believe?
Well, it got started not because we lost anybody, but another gentleman and I, when I was president of the Mercedes-Benz Club of South Michigan, decided that we were just sick and tired of the number of people that were being killed and injured. And I have, for the last 11 years, been involved in the national organization called Street Survival, which is run out of South Bend by the Tire Rack. And it's the largest teen defensive driving program in the country. So I said, you know, we can take the best from this and that experience of many years doing that and offer it, you know, to Kalamazoo County. And in addition to having the teens, we'll try and interact with all driver groups of any age, from teens through seniors. So that's what we started to do. And we looked around in terms of getting support for this. And our major sponsors that we've gotten during this period of time, the State Farm Insurance and local foundations, the Oaken Foundation, the Harold and Grace Upjohn Foundation, the Jim Gilmore Jr. Foundation, the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, and Pfizer. So all of these organizations have been sponsors and have helping us out. In August, of course, we start our eighth year. But the need for this doesn't seem to wane because of this, what I said earlier about that. This is the new normal. It's okay for you to text. It's okay for you to speed. It's okay for you to go through stop signs and yield signs. Forget about the construction zones. You want to see what's going on the other side of the road. You're allowed to take, to do some major gazing instead of focusing on what's going on in front of you. And so when we have our group meetings, when we have had them, before everything was closed down and they were all canceled, you know, we went at it, and we went at it with whatever age group was involved. But of course, the teens were the most resistant. They kind of think they're immune. It's not going to happen to me. 50% of teens will be in a crash, either as a driver or a passenger, before they graduate high school. That's a national statistic. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. And FAD belongs to that, and as well as the National Safety Council. And as I said, I'm the governor's special advisory committee for distracted driving. So even though the numbers of crashes and deaths have gone down, probably about by 50% because of the situation with people essentially not driving, or certainly not driving as much, the police think that this situation is going to change radically as the restrictions come off, and that more and more people will be driving, and in particular, during vacation time, many people will choose to drive as opposed to fly for safety reasons in terms of the virus, And again, so this period of time, as the Michigan State Police say in their update, is the 100 most dangerous days for teen drivers between now and the time if and when school opens, and we certainly hope that they do. And in the meantime, we're going to be continually trying to interact with the decision makers in the schools. And the presidents and people that set up meetings for all these various and sundry organizations that exist in the greater Kalamazoo area. Some of them have told me that they're looking forward to setting up an actual meeting of their groups with the opportunity to directly interact, you know, keeping, of course, social spacing and whatever other regulations will be. It's hard to know at this juncture the exact course and direction that Fed will be taking, but we will be doing it, and we'll be flexible, and we'll be adjusting to the situation as the situation dictates, because crashes and fatalities, injuries, and huge economic losses are not going to go away with or without the virus.
With regard to teen drivers, what role do you think parents can and should play in this arena?
Yeah, well, that's an important question, Andy. Parents should play a primary role because, as my grandfather said, children don't learn from strangers. So I found out the hard way that if you work with the teens and you get them on your side, and then they go home and they drive with parents that are doing precisely what you asked them not to do, what have you gained? What we're trying to do, and particularly with the high schools, that all of them have parent groups, although, of course, now we can't do very much in that area, but we're working with the principals, we've tried to set up meetings with the parent groups. And what we're also going to do on this virtual, as we get really rolling with the virtual webinars, is when we get the kids, invite the parents of those kids to join in the same webinar. So, you know, to get a two-for-one. But it's important. Actually, the 18 to 29 cohort of drivers overall has the highest crash and fatality rates in the country. Many of the parents, of course, most all of the parents are above that, so they're kind of in the next cohort. But attitude is critical here, so that if we get parents that have a positive attitude, that want their kids to stop using the phone when they're behind the wheel, that would be a tremendous addition, and I believe would start to change many of the statistics that I earlier presented to you.
We've been speaking with Marvin Berkowitz, who's the president of Fathers Against Distracted Driving, or FAD, in Kalamazoo County. Marvin, thank you again so much for taking time to speak with us about this issue.
You're very welcome. And if people want more information on FAD or they want to contact us, please go to our website, which is www.fadd.info.